And good morning. You're tuned to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. It's 11:02, time for Health Watch. Can successful weight loss be obtained by consuming raw foods? That's the question Clint Manick attempts to answer in this edition of Health Watch. This phone interview was recorded from KBOO last September and was produced by Mel Resler. The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
In today's program, we feature Clint Manick from Medford, Oregon. Last year, Clint went on his most extraordinary diet of many attempted diets, this one involving only raw foods. Clint started on January 26, 2008 and weighed in at 400 pounds. 8 months after starting the diet, I conducted an interview with Clint Manick, and this is it. You are Clint Manick, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm Clint Manick.
Okay. Perhaps you could tell us about your venture into raw foods, and are you doing that right now?
Oh, yes. I'm 100% raw right now, and my story is a little bit extensive. I can I'll try to tell you how I ended up doing it. When I lived in Santa Rosa, California, which is in the North Bay, north of San Francisco, I was getting kind of some illness problems. I was constantly sick all the time and not feeling really well, and I was really fatigued. And I just ate a regular standard American diet. I didn't know anything about raw foods or even cared. I just ate whatever I ate because I was always so busy. And I worked full-time at Costco Wholesale. And I've been with them since 1987, so we're looking at 21 years now. And, you know, they have food demonstrations in the building, and we just snack on those foods all the time. And I just never really gave much thought to what I was eating. I always try to stay away from sugar and stuff like that, but I never really got into too much detail. As I started feeling worse, my doctor kind of noticed that my sugar levels were a little bit high, but never really went anywhere. And after moving from the Bay Area to Medford, where I live now in Medford, Oregon, I was really fatigued from the move, and I had become really lethargic. And something happened to me about a week after we moved here in May of 2006, and I started getting real bad pains in my chest and in my stomach area. And I ended up one morning waking up, and I was just in so much pain that my wife said, "We're going to the hospital now." And she took me down there, and it turned out that I had an acute pancreatitis, and I was in the hospital for about 10 days during the episode. I learned that my triglycerides were over 6,000, which is almost unheard of. And if you had held a vial of blood up in the air, you would see it was actually a white, milky substance instead of red. That's how high the fats were in my blood. My sugars were over 600, and that's usually hard. The little measure thing that you use, the glucometer, to measure your blood sugar, it doesn't go over 600. So they knew it didn't register, so it was over 600. They told me that I was real lucky I didn't have a heart attack, because when your blood's that high in sugar, it's like syrup in your veins, and it has a hard time pumping it through. I had type 2 diabetes, and that I would have to be on medication for the rest of my life. And I was taking medication for everything. I had the high blood pressure, the acid stomach, all kinds of stuff. I just can't think straight right now about that. But I was just taking a handful of medication, and they said I'd have to take this for the rest of my life. Well, the only thing that they could think of that would save me is if I lost weight, because I was severely overweight. I weighed, at the time I was in the hospital, about 375 pounds. I've weighed, at the time I got married, I was 447 pounds. So I'd lost some weight, but mostly because of the diabetes. But I had challenges with my weight, mostly because I had diabetes and didn't know it for so many years. And, they told me I needed to get on an FDA program to, as far as diet and exercise goes, and that would help me figure a way to lose the weight. And if I didn't lose the weight, I'd probably be dead in the next 2 to 4 years if I keep my sugars under control. So that was a big challenge for me. So I was constantly trying everything I could. My depression got really bad, emotional status-wise. I was up and down. I couldn't stick to anything on an FDA-approved diet and without just gaining weight. I was just too depressed. And I went ahead and tried stuff like Atkins diets and South Beach, things, you know, whatever I could, just whatever fad diet was around. And I was trying to exercise, too, at the same time, and I kept hurting myself. And one day I ended up with sciatica in my lower back from the exercise because I was just too heavy for my body. And my regular physician sent me to a guy named Dr. Donato, who is in Medford as well. And he is also a physical therapist / chiropractor, health minister type guy. And when I went into his office to be inspected, he told me that he had a lifestyle course that he taught called a Get Healthy Boot Camp. If I were to follow his program, I may be able to decrease the symptoms of my diabetes and, as a natural side effect, even lose some weight. And that made me really happy because I didn't have anybody to really help me, and I didn't feel like the doctor's FDA programs were good enough for me, and I was falling pretty fast. So he told me the first course he had available for me was within the month, and it was about January 2007 last year. I went ahead and took the course, and I was amazed. I learned so much stuff about how to eat raw foods. And his program is what is called the Hallelujah Diet. It's an 85% raw, 15% cooked. It teaches the raw lifestyle from a biblical perspective. Although I wasn't a religious individual, I never grew up with religion. I do believe in God, but I was able to set things aside and take the information that was there and set the rest aside so that I could learn how to help my body.
I had a question on when the blood sugar, when it went from like 400 to 600 and reached the maximum of that meter, did you feel spacey? What was your feeling when it was high?
Oh, the symptoms of the diabetes was horrible. The high blood sugar, I would feel really fatigued and I'd have no energy, and I would have frequent urination. I mean, it just seemed like every 20 minutes I had to go to the bathroom. I had super bad headaches, and I couldn't think straight, and I would constantly have trouble with my relationship with my wife because I couldn't remember things very well, and it was just no fun. I didn't have any energy to do anything. When I went to work, I was just happy to put myself in a job position that allowed me to not be too physical. And I had to pretty much deal with life in that manner. The drugs never seemed to help me as much. They might keep the sugars down into a safe range, as they would so call it, but It seemed like with anything that had to do with the standard American diet, it was just constantly either up or down. I never really had much of a low sugar. It was mostly high, and the symptoms were mostly fatigue. And I can't remember what the other things were. It's been so long now. I've been so healthy, but if I remember them, I'll bring them up.
Yeah. Did you ever feel like you were close to passing out?
Oh, a couple times, yeah. I seemed to have like a vertigo type syndrome where I was spinning. Anytime I laid down on my back and I would look up at the ceiling, it would be spinning around. So I was walking around most of the time in a dizzy state. It was very strange.
Yeah. How long has that been for you in your life? Have you had these symptoms for years?
Well, I believe that I did. I just didn't notice them as much as I did when I was diagnosed with them. I mostly, I think that I didn't really take real good care of myself, and I was always in a lot of pain from being overweight. So I would always take Advil and things like that to help monitor the pain. So, but some of those things mask a lot of the symptoms that I was having. So I didn't really notice it as much as until I really learned that I have diabetes.
Mm-hmm. What was your health like as a youngster and then going on to as a early adult and adulthood?
When I was a child, I think I was, you know, it seemed like every 3-4 months or maybe every 6 months, I was getting like a sore throat of some kind. I would have colds. It was mostly an overweight child, and I never really was really skinny until I was about a teenager when I started growing really fast. But we were always taught when we were young to finish our plates at the dinner table that it was a manner of honoring mom for cooking, you know, all day long or whatever, and we just didn't want to see any wasted food. So a lot of times I really learned how to eat a lot of food in one sitting, and sometimes I go back for a second plate, and my father did the same thing, and he was just as guilty as I learned from him how to eat, and it wasn't really the safest way for a kid now that I'm older and I realize this, for us to eat that way, but that's how we grew up. Finish your plate before you can go from the dinner table, and if you didn't finish it, you're going to sit there until it was gone. But after I left high school, that's when my weight problems really started to take off, because I wasn't as physically active anymore. Although I was eating the standard American diet, the weight really packed on when I decreased my exercise, mostly because I was partying on the weekend with my friends. You know, we'd get off of work. Sometimes we'd work night crews and stuff, and we'd get out and go drink beer afterwards or whatever. And, you know, those extra calories just really packed it on. I was doing more driving and a lot less activity. Active stuff with my body.
Yeah, I was. I talked to someone who was also active as a youngster and actually was one of the best runners at school. But after school, she was pretty sedate, and that's where she put on the pounds. But she also went to raw foods. Her name is Angela Stokes.
Oh yeah,
and she had a pretty remarkable tale, because even her BMI number, she lost more than half of her original weight.
Yeah, I know of Angela Stokes. I haven't been in contact with her yet, but I've been given permission to speak with her, and I've got her personal email. I've been having so many issues lately with women wanting to talk to a woman that I didn't know who to turn to. So I asked Victoria Botinko about it, and she told me about Angela Stokes.
Well, I wanted to have you mention Dr. Donato. Now, you were referred to the doctor from your previous physician.
Oh, right. So I was telling the story. Okay, I ended up in the hospital, and I ended up going to see Dr. Donato, and he told me about his program. I took his Get Healthy Boot Camp, and it was wonderful. In a 7 or 8 week short period, I had lost 52 pounds. And within a 3 week period, I was off all of my medication for my diabetes. and I was just amazed. I mean, my doctor didn't tell me to get off the medication. I actually did that myself. But the way I did it was I was able to monitor my blood sugars. I knew the medication I was taking was keeping me where I was at from what the doctors were telling me. But I noticed that I was feeling better while I was eating more raw.
Right. Was one of the drugs you were taking, did that include insulin?
Yes, I was using insulin and another drug called Byetta. Byetta is a like a food enzyme. It's supposed to be like it's a kind of enzyme that your pancreas makes naturally. I've just read an article today about it, and I guess two people have died from using it recently, and there's four others that have been hospitalized from Byetta. So I'm real lucky I didn't get sick from it. It's just coming out that it's causing a lot of people to get sick now. But yeah, I was using all that and triglyceride blockers and cholesterol blockers, things like that, on top of it. Because although everybody learns that a diabetes is a sugar problem, it's actually not really a sugar problem. It's a fat problem. And when you're using a raw food lifestyle, you're actually decreasing the amount of fats that are going into your body, therefore allowing your blood vessel, or your actual blood cells to actually move the sugars through your body the way it's supposed to. Because when the fats are in your body, the sugar has a difficult time assimilating itself into the blood cells to move around and transport around the body, and that's what causes the major problems.
Yeah, do you see a difference in the type of fats? I mean, there are some raw fooders who could go fairly high in fat, but of course they're not processed or cooked. I was wondering if something even like coconut would interfere with the sugar level. Or
I've learned that, you know, anything that can grow on the planet, you can pretty much consume as far as normal fruits and vegetables, coconuts, things like that. It has natural oils, like avocados and things like that. Anything that's processed or has to be heated, it turns into a whole different animal. If you could stay away from animal products, anything that has a face on it, including fish, those fats that aren't put into your body will help you overcome a lot of degenerative diseases. Natural grown fruits and vegetables that are on the planet that have those the natural oils seem to work better for my body anyway. And yes, coconuts are awesome, and also avocado. Avocado is some of the best oil that you can have in your body, because although it's high in fat, it's actually in the fiber of the food, and you don't put it on your body as easily as you do with processed oils.
In January 2008, Clint Manick went on a raw foods diet with a starting weight of 400 pounds. Just before this interview, after losing 180 pounds 8 months later, Clint Manick, with a group of other hikers, climbed the 14,000-plus foot peak of Mount Whitney. Right. Well, you mentioned your hike to Mount Whitney. Can you describe your adventure, and did you prepare for that, and who did you go with and all that stuff?
Well, yes. See, during the Get Healthy Boot Camp, he knocked everything into stages. And so when you go into your exercise stage of the boot camp, of the Get Healthy Boot Camp, that's stage one is starting your exercise, getting it going. Stage two is getting into the gym or in a gym-like atmosphere and building muscle mass. And stage three is proving your agility, your ability, your actual energy from what the raw foods has done for your body. You want to do something like run a marathon or climb a mountain or something on that caliber to prove that your vitality, what was happened to you. And so stage three for me was Mount Whitney. And I prepared, once I got under 200 pounds, or under 300 pounds, on May 1st this year, I was light enough to start exercising in the gym. So when I started exercising in the gym, my weight was just still falling right off. And as I got lighter, I realized that the possibility of going to Mount Whitney this year was really good. So I started training for it about 4 months ago. When you go up above the 10,000 foot level, the air gets really thin. It's hard to make your body work up there. And it was 11 miles up and 11 miles down, so it's an over 22 mile round trip. But we went through the switchbacks and we got to the top at the 13,000 foot level, and I was feeling pretty good. And so we decided to go on the rest of the way, and we made it to the top to 14,000 foot. Because once you get to the top of the switchbacks on the mountain, you have to cross the entire top of the mountain to get to the highest peak. And Dr. Donato had already made it up there, and he was waiting for me. We had radios, and we were talking back and forth, and he kept asking me, "Are you there yet? Are you there yet? You know, keep it up." And finally, when we got up there, it was great. I got to on the tallest rock I could get to, and I was celebrating. So getting up there was really easy, but on the way back down, I had some trouble. And my legs, after I got to the bottom of the switchbacks, they were just really wasted. They were shaking real bad, and I think the elevation sickness was setting in, and I ran out of water. Everybody was running low on water, and so I was getting a little dehydrated. So I had to use my hiking sticks as like crutches to go the last 7 miles back down the mountain.
Yeah, have you ever been at elevation before?
Never. I haven't been that high. I think the highest I ever went was in California at the 9,000 foot elevation at the Twin Lakes area, Mammoth Lakes area. I've never been up to 14,000 feet before other than in an airplane.
Right, and there's so much of a difference between that and the peak of Mount Whitney. For those of us in Oregon, we don't even have a 12,000-foot peak, so we can't even compare unless we go, to like Mount Rainier or the Sierra Nevadas, the very tallest one. So,
what I understand about Whitney, it is the tallest mountain peak in the United States, in a contiguous United States. There's one in Alaska, but just inside the United States itself, it is the highest peak in the whole United States. So I think I was the only one that wasn't really 100% physically fit to go up the mountain, although they believed I was because I was 100% raw, and my performance was better. And they felt like if I could do 2 hours on a Stairmaster with a 25-pound backpack on, I shouldn't have any problem continuing up a mountain for 9 hours, you know.
Right. You mentioned Dr. Donato. What are the details of the program, and how was it when you first visited the doctor's office?
When I first met him, I was getting my lower back adjusted for my sciatica, and I started getting better real fast once I started the program. The program was 85% raw, and I don't think anybody can go 100% raw until you've actually learned. You have to kind of slowly ease your way into it, because most people who try, and like I did, I failed 3 times trying to become 100% raw. So the program is excellent because it teaches you how to eat 85% raw, and as long as you're over 75% raw, they consider you a raw foodist, and then 15% cooked. So it's hard not to eat cooked food, and it's really, really hard. So while you're on the program, you're able to have a baked potato at night or something on that caliber to help you, this plant-based, like a soup or whatever, just so you can get those warm meals in that you're usually used to having, so you can transition into the raw a lot easier. Getting into it, you know, he really taught us recipes that we can do, and the reasoning whys of the raw foods helps your body, what each kind of vegetable and fruit can do for you, and how to deal with your life outside of the program when you're with the friends and traveling. There's so much stuff that you get to learn while you're in there, plus you get to learn all the recipes and stuff, and it's very helpful to help you transition to a raw lifestyle. My goal after the program was to go 100% raw, but I kept failing. I tried to do it, I just couldn't. I had to have something cooked over the 1 year period. I think it wasn't until January 26th of this year when I started my weight loss program 100% raw. What really truly got me going was the green smoothies that were created by Victoria Botinko. I think Dr. Donato had sent me an email about a woman who was 528 pounds, and she had did the a green smoothie challenge for herself, where she just went strictly green smoothies for 25 weeks, and she lost 127 pounds. It was amazing. That inspired me to think, well, you know what? If she could do that, I can do that. That might be what I was missing to help me go 100% raw. So I decided to incorporate green smoothies, but not 100%. I thought, well, if I had some veggies and stuff on the side to chew, then that might help me. So I tried combining the two, and I had far better results than she did. I mean, as of today, I'm 187 pounds lighter than I was January 26th this year. And so I've lost 187 pounds in less than 8 months and climbed a mountain. It's pretty phenomenal. The program that Dr. Donato teaches with the Get Healthy Boot Camp prepared me to put myself in that position. If I didn't have that base to help me understand why a raw food diet was good for the body and why we should eat that way and get away from all the processed foods, I would have never been able to go 100% raw and do what I did now. And everybody believes that they can just jump on a green smoothie path and follow me into this journey of losing weight because they saw my weight loss, but it's just almost impossible for the average person to do unless you're using green smoothies, and that was the key for me. I don't want people to follow what I did unless they're able to go through some kind of a boot camp or somebody, or learn from somebody like Dr. Donato who can help you transition, because there are so many things that can happen with the detox that you experience while transitioning into raw, especially if you're on medication. And those people who are on lots of heavy medication can end up getting sick and dying if they don't detox properly. So you have to be really careful. And that's why I don't want people following what I do and try to sue me, because I said, well, if you just drink green smoothies and you eat raw, you're going to have all these great things happen to you, and who knows, you can end up dead if you don't do it right. So there is a danger in it.
Yeah, do you think there is, I guess, a number of doctors or people, health professionals, that can help people, say, losing weight if that's what they want to do? Or do you think, like most of the doctors, they're clueless as to what to do in these situations?
Well, a little of both. I know the doctors most doctors aren't trained to think in that perspective of, they've been taught how to use medication to heal people, but most of the time, as you see, results with medication don't work. They only mask the situation for the time being. And I do know that maybe I went through the route of going through Dr. Donato's Get Healthy Boot Camp, and he learned this from, as a health minister with Hallelujah Acres. That was the way I transitioned into raw foods. I know many other people can do it however they did it. They went their route. But I suggest that if you're going to go with a transition into raw, that's one of the best ways to go. I do know that if they were to contact Hallelujah Acres, they have, I think, like 6,000 doctors around the United States who, if you were to contact them, you could find out where there is one that is in your area and try and hook up with them and try and take one of the healthy boot camps that they provide, or their program, whatever it may be, which would follow an 85% raw diet to help you transition into being more raw. You can go that route. From my experience dealing with doctors, the doctors have agreed with me that if everybody was on a raw food diet, that would be the ultimate thing to do. But most doctors have agreed with me, the ones that I have dealt with, that most people don't have the motivation or desire to eat that way and to change their health, or when they do, they can't stick to it because of the addictions to the cooked foods and the fast food industry. So they continue to stick with the drugs because they don't have any other choice. They don't know what else to do. most doctors, I mean, every doctor out there, I believe, is a hero, and they all want to help us. I just know from my experience and what I've learned in reading that most doctors only learn 4 hours, up to, you know, an hour to 4 hours of nutrition the entire 8 years that they go through their university college. And they're, most of the time, they're learning about medicine. And so, and what they learn during that 1 hour of teaching on nutrition is the FDA program. And the FDA, I believe, has it completely wrong. They're run by the Drug Administration. And, you know, all of this is my opinion, of course, from what I've learned. You can check into it yourself. It's just that the program stinks. It doesn't work. I was using it on my body. It just did not work. And I don't think I know anybody who's even been in an FDA program were able to help their bodies heal 100%. I had to go with the raw foods to heal 100%. And the doctors were very encouraging when they learned that I was using raw foods to help my body and not using the medication. They were a little worried in the beginning because they didn't know what would happen, but they did see that the results were good for me, and I was able to get away from the medication with their approval.
You are listening to an interview with Clint Manick. There is a website that has Clint on the home page with 8 pages of Q&A. It is at greensmoothierevolution.com, one word. Smoothie spelled S-M-O-O-T-H-I-E. While switching to raw foods and losing weight, Clint maintained his job at Costco in Medford, Oregon. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about when you went raw, what was work like? What were you doing, and how has it been since?
When I wasn't 100% raw, like I was told you, I was fatigued. But when I went 100% raw, my energy level just increased. Well, even when I was just 85% raw, my coworkers were amazed. I was running back and forth, and I was doing more work, and I felt great. My headaches were decreasing. I would get them every now and then from detoxes, but I was just feeling so much better. I just couldn't believe how much energy I had. I believe that I was able to focus more on what I was doing, and I got better results, and I was able to communicate a lot more. My memory increased a lot, too, as well. One exciting thing I wanted to say about was my eyes improved. I noticed that even the way emotionally I'm feeling better. I used to be a real negative person. Now that I'm on raw foods, I've just felt my whole life has changed. I get along better with my wife. I hope so anyway. And I think things have really changed in that aspect. I noticed my teeth got whiter. My hair color changed back to the color it was when I was a child. I have red hair, and it got really like a light color, or actually a darker brown, and now it's turning back more to red again. My gray hairs went away. I had a mole on my face that had been there most of my life that just completely went away. The symptoms of my diabetes were completely gone. My weight's decreased. It's just amazing how you feel when you're on raw foods, and working on raw foods is far more better. You just have that ability to say yes when they ask you to work more hours, whereas before I didn't.
And any reactions from your coworkers? They must have noticed something.
I have inspired probably half of my coworkers of a 300 capacity building of employees to follow what I am doing in a way. I've started something called a green smoothie challenge at work, which is on permission from the Victoria Botinko, and we haven't started yet, but we're going to do that next week as part of our health and safety week is what they call it, and and a lot of people signed up. I had 50 people sign up to do the challenge so far, and everybody wants to do stuff as far as not just losing weight, but for other problems like heart problems and things like that. One woman has osteoporosis, and I remember Dr. Donato telling me about one of his patients that had a really bad osteoporosis, and within 30 days increased her bone density by 50%, and the doctors were just amazed. Their jaws hit the floor. So I told this woman about that, and she's doing the Green Smoothie Challenge to get herself transitioned into that so that she can help her osteoporosis. A good majority of are women, and they would just want to be able to lose weight, I think. And I'm having, because I'm a cashier at where I work, I have customers noticing to come in and shop. And I have them come in, and they say, hey, look, this is my brother or my uncle or my cousin. I just wanted you to meet him. And I'm thinking, well, who are you? But they just shop through my lines, and they've been watching me transition over the last eight months, and they're just all amazed. I'm getting all kinds of publicity now. Like I said, Victoria Botingo had me do a teleconference, which we, you know, was speaking to as many as 200,000 people around the world. And there was people's voices I heard from Canada, Australia, Hong Kong, Paris. It was just amazing. And everybody wants to know what's going on with my body and how I did it, and especially at my job. So I thought I'd teach them with this Green Smoothie Challenge and hope that they do well with it. And I know they will. It'll help them get closer. Most people are starting to eat better. You'll notice around the break room that they're starting to eat a little more like myself. They're always watching what I do, and here they are eating pizza and hot dogs, and they're watching me eat my fruits and veggies and my green smoothies, asking me what's in them all the time. And now they're going to have an opportunity to try how I'm eating to see how it works for them.
Yeah, can you explain the green smoothie? Now, I've heard this is something even a beginner can do, may even like.
Yes. Victoria explains green smoothies as a ratio of ripe organic fruit mixed with organic greens. And the ratio needs to be 60% fruit, 40% greens to get used to the flavor of the green smoothies, because the fruit will help mask the greens. You can make them in a high-speed blender. And let's say like spinach, a big, good giant handful of spinach with bananas and strawberries, and maybe throw an avocado in there or something. You blend that up and drink it. It tastes fantastic. You would actually be surprised that you can't really taste the spinach that much. As you stir, people who don't like greens, as you drink them more often, you get more and more used to drinking them, and you want to switch the ratio to 60% greens and then 40% fruit. That way you're getting the ultimate amount of nutrition that you possibly can. Even children love them. There's so many different things to see. They're easy. They're very nutritious. They're easy to digest. They're a complete food because they still have their fiber remaining, even when they're blended. They greatly help you reduce the consumption of oils and salt that are in your diet. And what's really neat is if you make a big blender of them, you can put them in the refrigerator, and if you help them stay cool, they'll last up to 3 days. But fresh is always best.
I've noticed that if you mix greens, it does last longer as compared to an all-fruit smoothie. I don't know how that works, but you do a fruit smoothie, and in one day it starts to, you could notice it's already older, but putting the greens, it does last quite a few days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't know why it is either. I'm sure that if I asked Dr. Zanotto, he'd probably tell me why, or Victoria.
Right, right. So what is your favorite combination in a green smoothie?
Oh, my taste buds have changed a lot. So they've jumped from a smoothie like I just described to a recipe that's very high in greens. Most people can't even stand the smell of it. I enjoy it. The one that I would suggest would be like 6 peaches, 2 handfuls of spinach leaves, and 2 cups of water, to get started. And when you get as far into drinking them as I have, my favorite recipe right now contains a wide variety of greens. I have beet greens, spinach, a salad mix, like a little baby spring mix type stuff that I stuff in there, chard, collard greens, dandelion greens, purslane, you name it, I put it in there, and I, those greens, and I mix them with bean sprouts and lemon juice. The lemon juice helps me cut the alkaloids in the greens so that you, because in the greens actually have a natural effect that if you have too many for too long, that you'll get like kind of sick to your stomach. So it kind of cuts the alkaloids down a little bit. And so I put the lemon juice in to do that so I can have those same greens every day and not get sick to my stomach. And then I put strawberries, bananas, apple. Sometimes I'll throw a little peach in there, or I'll throw in some cantaloupe or a pineapple slice, just to kind of do it like that. But I'm telling you, my green smoothies are probably 80% greens, 40% fruit. And I'll put in some ground flax seeds sometime too to get my omega-3s and stuff like that, because I really don't consume any oils. Every now and then I'll put avocado in my smoothies, but during my weight loss I've been cutting back on the oils as much as I can to continue keeping the weight falling off and not have too big of a slump as far as plateaus go. That's what my recipe is. That's what I have every day right now. That's what seems to be working for me.
Right. In a typical day, how much would you consume? And do you have a green smoothie every day?
Yeah. What I try to do is I add all those ingredients to a Vitamix blender, and that blender caps out around 64 fluid ounces, so it's almost half a gallon. I know some people who drink green smoothies claim they drink 2 or 3 gallons a day. I've only been doing that, and I've been having the greatest benefits. I will split them up into 4 meals, so I have 4 16-ounce meals, and I try to eat every 2 to 3 hours. So I always have something in my stomach, and that helps curb the cravings too, I believe. And then along with those smoothies, I'll also snack on washed, prepared organic veggies. Mostly veggies. I very rarely eat fruit unless it's in the evening, because I have fruit in my smoothie. If I have like a sweet tooth at night or something, I might eat a peach. But the veggies I'll usually have will be almost anything. I'll do butternut squash raw, zucchini, any other kind of squashes, cauliflower, broccoli, green beans, asparagus. I mean, anything you can think of. I'll just throw a handful of those into a baggie and I'll munch on those all day. I've kind of got addicted to little cherry tomatoes, so I have a little sack of those that I'll munch on every now and then, too. I always check my my blood sugar. I'm always in the 90s. You want it to be a safe range, is between 90 and 120, and I'm always in that range. I never have to worry about my sugars at all. So I kind of got tired of checking it, and I don't do it that much anymore, but I don't feel bad, and these smoothies are great. They've been the base of what I've been doing for the last 8 months, and I've been having phenomenal results.
How is your food budget from, say, a year or two ago? Is it more expensive? Is it about the same? Sounds like you're on different foods, but is it costing more?
No, actually, it's been fantastic. I'm spending about the same as I did before. Sometimes, some weeks, I find that I spend less. The reason behind it is that when you're going out on a standard American diet, you generally, you're buying quite a few processed foods, and you got to buy a lot of things to prepare a meal. And a lot of people who just need to go out real quick, they'll spend $6 to $10 at a time just on a meal at a fast food restaurant. I no longer go out to fast food restaurants. I no longer eat at restaurants, period. I mean, unless I go out with some friends and I might munch on a salad, but I'll make sure I drink a green smoothie before I go in, so I'm pretty much full before I start to sit down with friends. At least I have a plate of salad to snack from, and I seem to fit in pretty well. What was the question again? I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
The food expense, but basically you said it's about the same or lower.
I noticed that I'm only going into this grocery store. I'm going in and buying the things that I need in the produce department, and I turn around and leaving, unless I need to go buy cat litter or something. But otherwise, I don't go anywhere else in the grocery store. So my food, I was generally spending between $100 and $200 a week on food anyway. Well, now I'm doing about the same. Actually, it's less. I'm noticing my food bill's been between 50 and 80 bucks a week. Sometimes I'll go over 100 if I'm trying different things, to experimenting. But I spend a lot less. Plus, I don't use my stove anymore, and that's electricity. If you think about the other costs that go along with cooking food, I don't use my microwave at all. And so I'm actually spending less money than I did when I was on a regular standard American diet.
Yeah, that's an interesting tale there. So you're working at the same place that you have for, years?
Yeah, I work at Costco Wholesale. I'm currently working at the one here in Medford, Oregon. I've been transferring around different buildings, moving up in the chains, checking things out all around the Bay Area. So I believe I worked in either about 7 buildings so far over a 21-year period.
Are you doing anything like with Dr. Donato's office? Are you visiting there often?
Yes, he has me come with him to the hospital. There's a place called Providence Hospital here in Medford. He will have a once-a-month free seminar that he does to teach the public about what he does with his program to hopes entice them to come into his Get Healthy Boot Camp, which is where he really makes the money. I volunteered as a return in favor for him helping save my life. I should be dead by now if I was within the parameters of what the doctor said. So I volunteer to help him with as much as I can. And I'll go and speak to the public, and I'll tell my story about where I started and how I got to where I was. And I've inspired a lot of people to help him with this Get Healthy Boot Camp, and it's getting larger and larger. Recently, he's asked me to get more involved, and he's taken me on as part of his staff, and I'm going to start teaching a program called You Don't Have to Be Fat, which is going to be a one-hour session that I give my whole testimony, and I'll probably do some food demonstrations and stuff and teach people what to do to lose weight. And seems to be my specialty right now. Also, I'd like to go further into it and teach more about how to beat diabetes, because diabetes seems to be the easiest degenerative disease to beat. And when people understand why, they can learn that really quickly, especially with Dr. Donato's boot camp. But I'll continue to further get involved in that, because I think eventually one day I would like to leave Costco and go more into that field of interest, because I'm enjoying helping other people right now. Although I don't get paid to do it right now, so I'm working full-time at Costco, but if there's an opportunity to make some money with and be able to leave Costco, I'll do that.
Are you familiar with the term BMI?
Yeah, body mass index, yes.
Right. Do you see that as a reliable number? What's your take on that?
The body mass index for me claims that my height, I should be 172 pounds. So my goal is to get down to about 170 pounds. So I have, at this point, just over 40-something pounds to go to get to my ideal weight, according to the BMI chart. But I do know that we used a machine to analyze my body and to actually get more accurate on what your actual body weight is, because everybody has a different muscular structure or a bone structure of their body. So I don't think it's kind of a general idea of how people should be, where they should be on a body mass index tells you where you should be on the average person, but everybody's different. So my body, I may not be able to get down to 170 because I'm far more muscular and I pump weights all the time, and I'm a much larger person than the average person. So it's possible that I can get down to 170. But we're going to find out once I get under 200. Right now I'm at 213, and we'll do another body analysis, and it'll give me a far more accurate analysis on where I'm actually at. That's how I feel about the BMI chart. It's not accurate for everybody, but it's a good chart to go by.
Mm-hmm. So your goal or the final weight that you would like to be, you're going to leave that up to say how everything turns out when you're on the raw foods for the long time, say like a year or something like that?
Yeah, I'm going to stay 100% raw probably for the rest of my life. I believe that I'm using raw foods to lose my weight to get down to where I need to be, and then I'm going to prove that I can stay there. Because I don't think I'll be a very effective teacher with Dr. D'Amato at his health and education center without actually being somebody who can show what how to do it, that I actually can stick to it and stay with it. And right now, I don't have any doubt in my mind that I can stick with it. Now that I'm 100% raw, I feel like this is the way it was meant to be. So once I do get down there, I'm going to start eating a little differently. I'm going to be having more nuts and seeds and oils and things like that that are safe for me to have. And I'll be sticking closer to a Hallelujah type diet, raw food style diet. But I'll be 100% raw instead of 85-15. So I'm going to still incorporate everything I learned from that Get Healthy boot camp. It's just going to be 100% raw. That way, I could prove to the world, so to speak, that if anyone had any doubt in their mind, they could say, well, look, here's Clint. And he's 100% raw, and he's been doing it for X amount of years, and he's still healthy. And I do know many other people who are 100% raw, who have been that. I mean, like Dr. Malcolmus, who teaches the Hallelujah diet, he's been doing it for 25 years, from what I understand. Even though he's cooked, but for a long time he was 100% raw. And Dr. D'Amato, he's passed his 1 year 100% raw recently, and he knows that he has to be 100% raw to also prove it as well. So we're doing it as a team. We're going to be the Raw Brothers, so to speak.
Right, right. Can you mention any contact numbers with Dr. D'Amato or ones that you would suggest?
Yes. If you want to get a hold of Dr. D'Amato and you happen to be in the area, which, you know, Medford's quite a drive from Portland, but it's still could be done within a day. I would suggest if you have a computer, go to dolphindoctor.org. That's DOLPHIN, doctor, DOCTOR .org. You can get all of his personal information there and contact information, and make an appointment, a 1 hour consultation. Get drive down from wherever you live and tell him, you know, what you want to do with your body, and he'll figure out what works for me may not work for you. He's going to find out what will work for your body and put you on an eating program that'll help you get on your raw food journey, whatever it may be. And I would suggest going there to get started. In the time being, I would definitely read and study a lot of books. I think some of the best ones that you could read would be The China Study by T. Colin Campbell, PhD, The China Study is a great book to start with. That's what I started with. It'll help you understand the reason why you shouldn't be eating a standard American diet. The other books that Dr. D'Amato would suggest would be Eat to Live by Joel Fuhrman, MD, The Food Revolution by John Robbins, and some of my favorites are from the Raw Family Collection from Victoria Botinko. Very important books to read: Green for Life by Victoria Botinko, and 12 Steps to Raw Foods, How to End Your Dependency on Cooked Food. Very, very good books. Also, on the site, I would suggest good readings would be The Wheatgrass Book by Ann Wigmore and Alkalize or Die by Dr. Theodore A. Baruti. Those are fantastic books. Those will help you jumpstart your raw food lifestyle and help you become healthier, or help you beat that degenerative disease that you're hoping to bypass, because the information in those books are very powerful. The more you read and the more you try to stick to at least an 85% raw food lifestyle, the easier you will be able to transition, and maybe hopefully one day you can become 100% raw if you so desire.
Well, I wanted to thank you for that information and the time you spent with me and the listeners.
You know, when I lose all of my weight and I get down to where I need to be, and I become more mobile with my time, I think I'll definitely keep sending my weekly updates to you, let you know where I'm at and where I stand. And I'm going to have a website set up pretty soon where people could, or a blog site, if you will, so that people can go visit and make comments and get information and stuff. I already have people contact me through email from around the world, and I answer emails all the time the best I can. And I do want to be able to inspire others if I can, just to give back to what was helped me live longer, you know. And they can contact me through my email, clintmanick@yahoo.com, if they wish.
Great. And how much email are you receiving?
Right now, it's slowed down quite a bit, but at one time, we had over 6,000 emails. Right after that teleconference I did with Victoria Botinko, they were mostly Victoria Botinko's listeners that emailed me. And my updates have been getting forwarded around the world. And I've gotten up to about 500 emails in a week, and down to about 20 a week. So I've really come slowed down recently, I think, since I went on my climb. Everybody's anticipating to find out what happened with the mountain. I haven't really announced it yet, other than to tell you.
Right, and I was lucky to get the sneak previews. Okay, well, so long, and thanks for granting us this interview.
All right, thank you.
A book soon to be released in July has a chapter featuring Clint. The title is Green Smoothie Revolution, The Radical Leap Toward Natural Health, by author Victoria Botinko. The companion website is greensmoothierevolution.com, one word, where Clint appears on the homepage. Dr. Mevin Donato, who was mentioned in this interview, has a website, dolphindoctor.org. Also, an internet search on Clint Manick, spelled CLENTMANICH, will bring details of Clint. Clint's email address is clintmanick@yahoo.com. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of HealthWatch.